Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I got to call out my dear brothers and sisters in the media. I do. I got to hold them accountable. Sometimes it's like we have forgotten how to just talk about the games. A critical third down, a decision. And we just talk about narratives and storylines. Now, sure, we all do this, but man, I like talking about the game. I like talking about Matt Araiza potentially saving a Chiefs loss with that great catch, the Nick Bolton tackle. Why is player X not performing up to a certain level? Why is this player exceeding expectation? Sure, I like the nonsense of the show. I like talking about Red Lobster and telling you guys my favorite movie and my food opinions, but deep down, you know what? I just like talking about sports. Every time I turn on the television, they never talk about the Chiefs in the game. They're always talking about the officiating. Every time. Oh, man, the refs. Oh, they just. Oh. It's the symphony for losers. I wake up in the morning. I'm getting ready for the day. I turn on my dear brother, Danny Parkins. I'm going to try to have him on the show. I've been trying to give him some time to get situated in New York. We got to have Danny on the show. You guys know Danny doesn't do afternoons anymore. Danny, he a TV man now. He's holding it down on the TV. So they were talking, of course, about the officiating on TV. We don't ever know how to talk about the Chiefs. We can't talk about the fact that Patrick Mahomes has thrown 18 interceptions in his last 19 starts. No, we can't talk about that. We got to talk about the officiating and how the Chiefs get all the calls. Danny had to go on the TV and set those people straight.
So you feel like the refs are on the Chiefs' side. Here's the pesky thing about these things called facts.
Yeah.
They don't care about your feelings. So since Patrick Mahomes has been the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, they are the fifth most penalized team in football. They have the third most penalty yards against them, and their penalty differential compared to their opponent is the 11th worst in the NFL.
Yeah.
They actually commit more penalties and have more flags thrown against them than only four other teams in the entire league.
Except for one thing, cherry picker. How? I did the same research. We just don't have a full screen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. These are the amount of calls netted out that have gone against Kansas City in the fourth quarter. Zero.
Oh,
none. 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 None.
Not a fact.
Zero.
That is not a fact. That is not a fact. Yeah. He just wrote it on a sheet of paper.
Can I look at that?
Zero.
Yeah, you know what? That seems right to me.
That's not right. It's an outrage. It feels like a fact. That's not how facts work.
Hey, look.
It's not how facts
Danny,
work.
Danny, I got to be. I love
Come
that
on, Greg.
We have a team that
Come
is
on.
The villain.
Uh-huh.
But the play that
bad call. It was a bad no call.
Have the Chiefs turned into KU basketball? I ask that from an honest and genuine place. This is what we do with KU. As a Missouri fan, I don't think I know KU gets all the calls. I've seen it. I saw Keon Dooling dunk on that man. They called a charge.
Well, that was a charge.
I saw Svi Mykhailiuk. The man looked like he was running to catch the bus. He did the Fred Flintstone. He did the Yabba Dabba Doo.
Crab walk.
They didn't call it. I remember the game. What was the game they were playing? That epic game against Oklahoma where Buddy Hield passes the ball inbounds. I mean, Frank Mason threw a screen. He's out of bounds. You can't do that. Remember that game? When was that? Was it Wayne Selden when he saved that ball from out of bounds and his foot? He was standing next to Greg Gurley when he saved the ball. I know the officiating is rigged for KU. And then you know what you KU fans do? You come in here with your fancy schmancy advanced analytics. Well, actually, from the 9th minute of the game to the 21st, we actually have a minus 12 foul differential. Is that what the Chiefs have become? They become KU. You cheer for KU now? You're not. That'll make you feel a little dirty. Then now you can say, I cheer for KU. Well, actually, I mean, in the second half of games, they actually call two more holding calls. It's weak. That's not energy I can support, man. It's really not.
Why are you saying like it's a negative? Being a KU fan's great.
No, I don't want to be part of that.
You get to deal with the march of the losers. It's all the officials.
I don't want to do that.
You know, every time you get to watch a home game, your team's going to win, and then you rack up titles. How is that different than the Kansas City Chiefs? It feels the same. You're the one who always tells me everyone cheers for a Mizzou team. You just don't know who it is.
Oh, that's true.
Well, if you're listening to this show right now, you cheer for a KU team. It's called the Chiefs.
Do you like my new voice I gave KU fans? That was a good voice. That was a good one.
And you know what's going to be crazy? Much like KU, most of Chiefs fans in a few years are going to be in Johnson County because that's where the team's going to be.
Was that necessary? I mean, come on now. Was that necessary? That was necessary?
I mean, you're going to go straight from an Applebee's straight to the stadium.
Rob, every time I think of KU basketball, I'm still trying to figure out how they spent $4 million on the rules of basketball to put it next to a rally house. It always blows my mind. No one's ever been able to explain that to me, why it's just next to a rally house. Like, if you ever ask someone, if you go to Allen Fieldhouse, hey, I want to see the rules of basketball. Hey, you know where the rally house is? Go right. That's the identifying mark of where the most important document in sports history is, right next to the rally house. Hang a right. It blows my mind every single time. All right, this is not KU basketball. Well, it is KU basketball season. That's my bad. Like, man, why are you guys talking about KU basketball? It's Kansas basketball season. It's September and their football team is out of it. It's basketball season in Lawrence. The rest of us are excited about college football. They are not excited about college football in Lawrence. Not even a little bit.
I don't know if you follow John Rothstein, but he said 6 weeks to the day, Carolina and Kansas. Let's just start counting down.
6 weeks to the day. Y'all might have practice. Y'all might move up late night. That's how bad things are going. Y'all might have late night tonight. That might happen tonight. Y'all might have two late nights. How bad things are going for that football team.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!